Hello everyone, I'm Leonard. Today's podcast is called How to Write a Children's Book. As an author with access to the internet, you have innumerable resources at your disposal. From blogs about writing, to character name generators, to illustrator portfolios, it can all be a bit overwhelming. That's why Kara and I have collected writing tips from a bunch of our published authors.
First up, we have Oksana Crawley, author of Super Hammy, My First Reading Series.
Tip number one. Appeal to all the senses in your writing. Imagine yourself in a situation. Describe what you're seeing, smelling, hearing, tasting, feeling. Tip number two. When editing your manuscript, use the Word Find tool to make sure you're not using certain words too often. For example, was, just, but, and. It's okay to start sentences with and, just don't do it too often. Instead of using was, use the past tense. Use the thesaurus to find replacements for words such as but. Variety is the spice of life.
That's so true. That actually leads me into one of my own tips. So when trying to keep it simple, children's book writers sometimes repeat the same information in multiple sentences. Children's books are short, so you really need to make every word count. Don't spend three sentences telling your reader that the main character is going to the beach when all it takes is a few words. My other tip is about the notion of show versus tell. What does it really mean? So instead of saying Corey was angry, say Corey crossed his arms and stomped his foot. The first tells you what he feels, while the second shows you. You need to trust your reader to make inferences by showing them and assuming that they will understand what you're trying to tell them.
Kara, of course, is one of our authors for One Story a Day for Science, a 2021 release. I'm one of the authors on that project too, and have also written The Alphabet Family and many other One Story a Day and Learning English stories. My main writing tip always, when asked by aspiring writers, is simply to write, write, write. As long as you do that, no matter what, you are a writer, and you will get better over time. My second tip is to get it all out on paper or screen in one muddled take. The real work then comes, because edit, edit, edit is the next most important thing after you have a rough narrative to work with.
Next, we have tips from Kelly Dakos, author of two of our poetry books, Our Farm in the City and Recess in the Dark. This is what she told me. My first writing tip would be to keep your whole self, eyes, ears, heart, soul, open to new stories that can be inspired by your own life. Our lives are filled with amazing stories that we can use in our writings if we just keep ourselves open to them. My second writing tip would be to have fun with your imagination even when you are not writing, and it will be there to help you when you are writing.
This second point is something we can definitely see in Callie's writing, and especially at the book launches for her books. Her imagination knows no bound.
I'm with you on that one. Kathy Jackson, author of Best Reading Phonics, had a few tips for us as well. Hopefully you have a child nearby, because her first tip is, while writing, read sections aloud. Then read the completed story to a child.
Kids are honest about what they like and don't like. Plus, they're the intended audience. That's a great tip from Kathy. Her other tip is, when using an interesting adjective verb to stretch vocabulary, which might be new to the child, indirectly describe its meaning in the sentence before or after.
That's also a good one. Kathy, Kelly, Oksana, and the two of us have different backgrounds and experiences, but a lot of the tips boil down to avoiding repetition, using your imagination, and editing a lot.
Exactly, exactly. But you and I also have the inside scoop on what a publishing agency is looking for beyond good writing. Now we're going to talk about these two big questions. What are the biggest mistakes an author can make when submitting? What do you look for in a submission?
So I have three things that come to mind in regards to the first question, the biggest mistakes. Number one, typos. One or two is forgivable, but tons? Nope. The second thing is sending us a manuscript that doesn't need us. If it's already self-published, illustrated, edited, what exactly do you want from us anyways? And 3, sending a manuscript that doesn't fit in our mandate, us being an educational children's book, game, or music, and doing this without proposing a way to make it fit. Leonard, I know you had something to say about that.
Yes, that's the biggest mistake you can make when submitting a manuscript to a publisher. Not doing your research about the company before hitting the send button. Have you perused the website to make sure that the work you are submitting is actually something that the publisher will be interested in? You do picture books, and the publisher does college texts. Your manuscript is a young adult novel, and you don't find any of those on the publisher's book list. Ask yourself, is it a good idea to submit this book to that publisher? Time is valuable, and nothing is more frustrating than receiving manuscripts that consume time and space and have nothing in common with the books that are being published.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Anyways, our publishing director had a slightly different perspective. She said this question is hard to answer. It's not one mistake that makes the submission fail. It's really the quality of the writing. You have to write to the target audience with a purpose.
Next up, what do you look for in a submission?
So, again, I have 3 things to say. The first one is diversity and inclusion done naturally. Actually, our last episode was on this topic, so check that out if you want to know more. The second one is originality, so new themes or a new way of looking at common themes. And the third one is an engaging writing style. One of the worst things a children's book can be is boring, either in plot or in writing style. You can have a captivating plot, but ruin it with uninspired writing. So that's a bit about the content, anyhow. Leonard, you wanted to talk about the format and quality?
Indeed. In a submission, we always first look to see if it fits our mandate as publishers. I already pointed out the need for you to do your research and avoid wasting time, yours and ours. Then, is the cover letter professional? Does it show us that the author took the time to do their research? Is it short, sweet, and succinct? Tell us about the book or project. If you can't give the elevator pitch about your book, you probably need to go back and figure out what your book is really about. Spelling errors, sloppy grammar, unorganized, this will not make a good impression, and you only get one chance to make a good first impression. So take your time. Be clear in your cover letter if you want someone to actually read the manuscript.
I remember you teaching me about the elevator pitch when I started working at DC Canada Education Publishing. I had never heard that before. In case our listeners don't know, it means imagining you have just a short elevator ride to pitch your book to someone in the industry who could publish your book. Don't waste any words, in your pitch or in your book.
I can't believe you remember that, Kara. Well, that's kind of all we have for today's episode. This was our first one out of the author and illustrator's half of the podcast. But hopefully, parents and educators enjoyed this one too.
Who knows? Maybe this will inspire them to write a book. Anyways, happy writing, everybody. Thank you for joining us.